Welcome to This Joy podcast. My name is Chris Tate. I'm the program director here at Joy 94.9. Podcasting is a great way for Joy to get its message from out of the Melbourne CBD and into regional, rural areas within Australia and across the globe. It is important for us as an LGBTI content creator to really put our best foot forward and be the voice for the wider LGBTI community. We can continue to do that with your support. If you'd like to support Joy by joining up as a member or chucking us a donation, it would really be appreciated and it helps us help the wider community. Head to joy.org.au now to sort out your membership and help keep Joy out loud and proud this radiothon.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Last Saturday night was the third annual Pride Round of the AFL at Etihad Stadium here in Melbourne, between St Kilda and the Sydney Swans. Last week also saw Pride Cup Australia launch their hashtag WeArePrideCup campaign, with support from Vic Health, promoting diversity and inclusion in the sport in regional teams across Australia. I headed down to AFL House for the campaign launch and had a chance to speak with James Lolicato and Jason Ball, co-founders of Pride Cup Australia, Vic Health's Stefan Grun, and some of the players representing about hashtag WeArePrideCup and why it's so important to promote LGBTIQA+ inclusion in sport.
5 years ago, the first Pride Cup was held in Yarra Glen, and it was really a celebration of diversity and inclusion of their LGBTI athletes. So from that, there was an expansion, and across Victoria, other clubs wanted to get involved and run Pride Cups as well to celebrate the diversity and inclusion of their sports club. So we created an organisation called Pride Cup Australia, which offers resources, guidance and education for those sporting clubs to be able to run their own Pride Cups. The We Are Pride Cup campaign is the campaign that's held to get all different sporting codes and sporting clubs to be able to run their own Pride Cups in 2019 and to sign up.
This all started back in 2014 when my teammates at Yarra Glen Football Club decided to paint their 50 metre line rainbow to show support for not only me but anyone in the LGBTI community. And 5 years on since that first Pride Cup out in Yarra Glen, there's now 11 communities across Victoria who have taken this up, from Shepparton to Hamilton to Gippsland to Geelong and Sandringham, you know, at all levels of the AFL in both men's and women's footy. But this is only the beginning. You know, this has all come about purely organically. The creation of Pride Cup Australia is really to try and help take this to scale. So we know that there are more clubs around Australia who want to do a Pride Cup, and we are going to create how-to guides, resources and education to bring it to them. Our goal is to try and see if we can get a Pride Cup in 150 footy leagues around Australia in 3 years' time. So we've set ourselves a big goal, but that would look like a Pride Cup in every footy league around Australia. And we also have an ambition to expand into other sporting codes.
It's really about changing people's awareness and perception of the issues. And that comes from long-term conversations and awareness building. Most people don't realise that the LGBTI community is 6 times more likely to commit suicide than their straight colleagues. It's an alarming stat. Most people probably wouldn't think that 3 out of 5 people, not just LGBTI people, but 3 out of 5 footy fans have experienced homophobia or transphobia in a football environment. They're shocking stats. Any initiative like this has to come both from grassroots up and to have that really strong leadership from the AFL and elite clubs. I think certainly having the match on Channel 7 and broadcast really prominently is really critical to get the message out mainstream, but most people are going to experience a football environment at their local grassroots club. That's where they're going to have their day-to-day experiences. So they're the ones, from a Vic Health perspective, we're really keen that as many clubs, you know, jump on board We Are Pride Cup, because that's where most, you know, most people in the community will actually experience that culture that we want to be more inclusive.
LGBTI engagement is all about the grassroots. It's all about getting those people on the ground, making the biggest change. We haven't seen an out AFL player yet because they don't breed the best sense of inclusion and diversity and the higher levels. The only way to get there is to breed that sense of inclusion and diversity and the grassroots levels and make sure that that goes out throughout someone's whole career, so they feel safe and included at all stages, and then they can go on to the elite level and not have to not be who they are because they want to play the game that they love.
Pride Cup, it started at the grassroots. Everything you're seeing here at AFL House today when it comes to Pride, it started at the grassroots. And I think that's incredibly important. 95% of footballers play footy at the grassroots. That's where we see high levels of homophobia. That's where we see gay people not wanting to be included, whether as players or supporters or members or volunteers. But footy clubs are the heart of communities, especially in regional areas. And to feel excluded from those communities or to feel like you can't be yourself in those environments, you know, it means that they're missing out on a whole lot of the positive health benefits that come from whether playing sport and the physical activity or just the social aspects of being part of a community. So that's what the Pride Cup is all about, getting into regional areas and allowing footy clubs to show leadership on this issue, to be allies to the LGBTI community, to invite them in.
For me, Pride Round is equal or better than the grand final at times because it includes an entire community and it makes football take a back seat for a quick second. But we didn't realise the impact it would have, and I think we changed a really big dynamic through female footy at the time. So Pride Round is the biggest and the best round in my eyes. Last year our Pride Round was in Hamilton. It was like the greatest day of my life, so good. The pre-match luncheon turned into like a therapy session for a lot of people, so yeah. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's about building the pathways to broaden everyone's horizons, and country footy or professional footy, it's a great organisation to get that trending. If anyone has experienced poor experiences in recent times, I'd 100% encourage to get back involved in the sport. It's come a long way over the last 2 to 3 years, and it's only going to increasingly become a better environment.
The Pride Cup offers a tool to be able to promote inclusion and diversity through using education to the sporting clubs. So we promise you that we're doing as much as we can to make sure that each AFL and other sport code that is getting involved in Pride Cup is getting educated to the best of our ability to be more inclusive and accepting, so you will feel comfortable once again.
Yeah, look, what I can offer you is a message of hope. You know, if it can be okay in places like Hamilton and Shepparton and Gippsland and Yarra Glen, then it's possible that it can be okay anywhere.
That was Jason Ball and James Lollicato of Pride Cup Australia, Stefan Grun from Vic Health, and players discussing We Are Pride Cup.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.